now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Kramer, my neighbor, is back with another spy special as we take a look at the film OK Connery. Got some new music on the way from a cool band that I discovered recently called The Shafts. We played one of their tracks last week, another one for you this week, plus Cherry Capri talking about elevator etiquette. And I've got a special song for a listener who's literally on the plane right now and flying to Sydney listening to The Cocktail Nation. Let's kick off now with Lost in Space from the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. Played this one last week because I was talking about how Netflix is planning on reviving Lost in Space. And after I played the song, I was like, man, I'm going to play this song again. Here it is on The Cocktail Nation.
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Temptation, Lost Shimmy Shakers there in Emperor Norton Stomp. It's Coop Cooper with you. Do check out the Cocktail Nation Lounge Life magazine. Got links up on my website, cocktailnation.net. It's a special flipboard magazine, free, and it's got some great stories on there, some great retro stories. So check it out today.
I spy with my Eurospy.
What do you make of it, Jerry?
I don't know. It's interesting.
Hello?
Is this the American Embassy?
Yes. Are you making an official call?
Are you joking, sir?
No, I'm not. The single shot kills at 10 yards. Use the one shot wisely.
3807, what are your requirements, please? Credentials for typewriter salesman? One roll microfilm? 1-0 type explosive.
Took Spies, Kramer's on the line. O.K. Connery.
Now, for those of you who may not know about this, there was a movie called O.K. Connery in 1967. It was also known as Operation Kid Brother. It was one of those Italian Eurospy spoofs of the James Bond films, which, of course, were very popular at the time. What makes this movie interesting is the guy in it is Neil Connery, who was Sean Connery's brother. Now, what happened was his voice was dubbed by an actor with an American accent, because Connery, of course, was Scottish. Connery said he was undergoing medical treatment for appendicitis when the voice dubbing was done, so he couldn't do it. So they got somebody else to voice him in the English language version, so that's why he's got an American accent, even though he's actually Scottish, because he actually couldn't do it. Again, it's one of those films that was rarely released in English anyway. It didn't do very well. And I, to be honest, have never seen it. I've never seen it listed on TV here or anywhere for that matter. So if it's one of those movies that you've seen, get in contact with the Cocktail Nation because we want to know what it was like.
Neil Connery is too much. He has such beautiful friends. Such beautiful enemies.
Is this Toby? The one for me. The one for me.
Is too much in Operation Kid Brother. Operation Kid Brother is too much for one mother.
The other interesting thing about the movie was it had one of those experimental scores by Ennio Morricone, who was in the midst of doing really unusual stuff. Another film he did which had a really terrific score was Danger Diabolic, which was the Mario Bava film, which of course you and I have both seen and big fans of, which recently had a re-recording. So he decided to do a few little interesting things on it. The song for the film is quite annoying when you really listen to it, and it's unusual, not the normal type of poppish type song they normally did, but it's still an interesting song just the same. From Operation Kid Brother, or OK Connery, this is Christy, who worked with Ennio Morricone quite a lot, and this is called Man For Me on the Cocktail Nation.
He thrills me, he kills me, he gives me the feeling maybe it's love. He charms me, deserves me when he looks at me.
Peeking over their shoulders, wondering where you're going tonight. Where are you going, Frank?
Don't tell me not to fly. I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you.
Don't the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Broadcasting across the globe with Copper, this is the Cocktail Nation.
Johnny Mandel, Last Mile, also the Tikiaki Orchestra and Esplanade, plus Henry Mancini, Windmills of Your Mind. And of course, that was used in the Thomas Crown Affair. The original one, Steve McQueen. Remember that scene as he's flying along in his special plane, one of those gliders, which is just amazing. And that song was in the background. Maybe just absolutely love that song. Baxter, Les Baxter. He's a man we've been talking about a fair bit over the last couple of weeks with a lot of excitement around the James Spencer biography. Now, just this week, midweek, I released a long edition of the interview I did with James Spencer. If you haven't heard it, do check it out. It's podcast-only special for you. So we had the shorter 10-minute interview that went out to many radio stations. This one is an hour and a bit show where we talk ad nauseum about Les Baxter and play some songs and talk about those songs. So do check that out. And coming up in the next couple of weeks, I've got a special Evenings at the Penthouse show for you, which is all Les Baxter cocktail tunes. Let's talk to Dear Cherry now as she chats about elevator etiquette.
The girl who gives good advice, sugar and spice, Dear Cherry, Cherry Curry.
It's time for some elevator etiquette. Unless you're in an awful hurry or your one true love is getting away from you, if you see the doors closing, please do not make that mad dash and stick your arm in and try and keep the rest of the elevator waiting for the doors to reopen and let you in. If you have a nervous wiggle that makes your legs shake, please figure out a way to restrain yourself for the short ride. Anyone from California will commiserate with the feeling of being on an elevator that starts to quiver in a strange way. If you are in the back of a crowded elevator and need to get off, no pushing or shoving is necessary. Simply speak up cheerfully, "Pardon me." Madman creator Matthew Weiner says, "Elevators are where time, physical space, and tension get neatly compressed." So whenever you find yourself in an elevator, please pretend you are enacting a scene from the 1960s and be your most polite self.
Cherry, fresh as the daisy, Cherry, that girl is crazy, Cherry, that girl is really wild.
America's queen of modernism, manners, and mirth, CherryCapri.com.
Central Sydney, a man. A microphone.
Gold.
A dimly lit apartment. And a smoking jacket. The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. This is the Cocktail Nation. Music.
Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking, and when he passes, each girl he passes goes, ah. When he walks, he's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when he passes, each girl he passes goes, ah. Oh, but I watch him so sadly. How can I tell him I love him? Yes, I would give my heart gladly, but each day when he walks to the sea, he looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking, and when he passes, I smile, but he doesn't see. Him so sadly. How can I tell him I love him? Yes, I would give my heart gladly, but each day when he walks to the sea, he looks straight ahead, not at me. But he doesn't see. He just doesn't see. No, he doesn't see. Oh, make him see.
Cocktail Nation. We'll be right back.
Zombies there, Tu No Me Queres, and Juliana before that with a boy from Ipanema. That's one for all those competing at the Olympic Games at the moment. Kenny Burrell and Rose Room. Some good news this week, and a good friend of the show, Rowan Pugh from KeylessNavigator.com, let me know that Martin Cates Bar, Smuggler's Cove, is one of America's best cocktail bar. That tells the cocktail. So, golf clap to you, Martin. Some shout outs this week: Eric Thomas, Don Kelly, Adam Weisler, and Ami Waez from Israel. Thanks for listening. Time for a look at the water swank now for pastime at albumclocks.com. And over at the Maikai, your chance to get your book signed. The brand new book by Tim Swanky Glazer. It's called Maikai History Mystery of the Iconic Tiki Restaurant. September 17 in Fort Lauderdale, and Tiki Oasis August 18 in San Diego. Lots of other gigs that are constantly updated on the website cocktailnation.net. Now, a special note to the show this week from Ian Griffin from Calgary. He writes, "Hey Cooper, I was wondering if you're able to include Come Fly With Me by Frank Sinatra on your first show for August so I can listen to it when I'm boarding my plane to fly to Sydney. It's one of my favourites. I'm coming to visit your city and country. I'll be visiting Australia and New Zealand for the next 40 days. Well, Ian. Absolutely. Absolutely. Here it is. This is Frank Sinatra and Come Fly With Me. And maybe we'll catch up one while you're down under.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me. Let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. All the angels cheer because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near. You might even hear a whole gang of cheers just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. You just say those words and we'll take our birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. Oh, babe, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away. Pack a small bag.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
This is the end of a beautiful friendship. It ended a moment ago. This is the end of a beautiful friendship. I know, for your eyes told me so. We were always like sister and brother, till tonight when we looked at each other. That was the end of a beautiful friendship, and just the beginning of love. We were always like sister and brother, till tonight when we looked at each other. That was the end of a beautiful friendship, and just the beginning, just the beginning, just the beginning of a perfect, wonderful beginning.
The Cocktail Nation.
When you hear something that sounds like a gunshot, drive.
Okay. Attention, Earthlings.
Beep, 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 beep.
I have some news.
What do you want?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
www.cocktailnation.net.
Like the beat, beat, beat of a tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick-tick-tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip-drip-drip of the raindrop when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, you. Night and day, you are the one. It's only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, doesn't matter where you are, I think about you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think about you. Night and day, night and day, under the height of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till I spend my life making love to you day and night. Night and day. Inside of me, and its torment won't ever be through till you let me make love to you day and night. Night and day, like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall, I wanna love you. Night and day.
Night
Cocktail Nation with Steve Lawrence, Night and Day. Also, Sue Rainey, A Beautiful Friendship, and Tiki Jazz Ocean, Night of the Jungle. Next week, we are talking cocktails with our drinks expert, Justin Cristaldi, talking about Rat Pack cocktails. Who preferred what? Who didn't drink? And what were their favourite drinks? Gonna leave you with Seth MacFarlane now. And No One Ever Tells You. Stay up.
Never tells you what it's like to love and lose, how it feels to waken and have breakfast with the blues, how to go on living, how to face another day. No one ever tells you the way. No one ever tells you how it feels to walk alone, listening for those footsteps through the echo of your own. Suddenly it hits you, all those dreams weren't worth a dime. But no one ever tells you in time. Long before the icy winds of winter, autumn tells the swallows time to fly. Why did she pretend until the bitter end, till it broke my heart to say goodbye? No one ever tells you that it's just another fling. No one ever warns you when your heart begins to sing. Someone tells you later all is fair in love and war, but no one ever tells you before. No one ever tells you that it's just another fling. No one ever warns you when your heart begins to sing. Someone tells you later all is fair in love and war. But no one ever tells you before. It never comes easy. No one ever tells you before.